is Amy Dixon. I am a visually impaired sommelier and triathlete, and this is my story for Gatewave Radio. As a child, my vision was 20/20 and never needed glasses as a kid. I was very accident prone, but I did a lot of sports. I rode horses, I swam, I played tennis, I played soccer. I was in the marching band, really active kid. We had a horse farm, so we had a couple horses at home, and so I was constantly falling off and breaking something. It wasn't until I was about 10 years old and I was diagnosed with a rheumatic fever called erythema nodosum, and it affected my eyes. I actually developed iritis, an inflammation of the front of the eye that was similar to pink eye. My mother thought I had pink eye at the time and took me to the ophthalmologist, and he said, no, it's not pink eye. It's this inflammatory eye disease, and it's either going to be chronic or it's acute, and this is a one-shot deal. My eyes recovered, and I got better from my illness, and I never had a problem until I was about 22 years old, and I was working my way through pharmacy school at the University of Connecticut by working at night in the restaurant industry. I was dirt poor in college, typical college student, paying my way through school, and discovered very quickly that if I talked more about wine at a table, that I would make more money in my tips. The owner of the restaurant said, well, listen, you seem to be pretty good at selling wine. You know, have you ever thought about doing it for a career? And I said, well, that's silly. I'm in school to be a pharmacist. That's not a career, selling wine. And he's like, well, I would be happy to pay for your education if you want to take classes at night and, you know, continue doing your schooling during the day. And instead of working 5 nights a week at the restaurant, you could work 2 or 3 and make just as much money. And that, of course, immediately appealed to me. That's when I got my certification. One night, I remember going to put a glass down on a table in the restaurant, which is pretty dimly lit, and I missed. And I was mortified and embarrassed and really confused. I was starting to have a real difficult time getting home at night from the restaurant. The glare from other car headlights were really bothering me. I hated working lunch shifts. I would have to go outside to go wait on tables and come back inside, and I couldn't see anything because my eyes just weren't adjusting for some reason. My vision wasn't blurry. I was just having difficulty adjusting to lightness and darkness, and my depth perception seemed to be off. I just thought I was overtired because it was during the middle of midterms at school, and I was burning the candle at both ends. Finally went to go see my neurologist for my migraines. My migraines had been chronic since I was 9 years old, and I'd been on a variety of different medications to treat them. I thought that maybe these indiscrepancies were basically related to my migraines and nothing else. The other thing that I noticed was that everything was strobing and flashing. Like when I would come inside from outdoors, everything was flashing. I had flashing white lights in front of my eyes. I went to my neurologist thinking that he was going to send me home with some migraine medication when he found something quite different and far more alarming. He discovered that I had lost my peripheral vision. I didn't want to believe him when he announced this to me, and he took me downstairs to an ophthalmologist. When they took a look in the back of my eyes, the first thing they asked me if I had been sick. And I said, well, yeah, I had a sinus infection a couple months ago. They all kind of nodded their heads and in agreement. As it turns out, I had a rare form of uveitis, an inflammatory eye disease, that was going to erase my vision, essentially, and cause permanent scarring on the retina. They sort of sent me home to go blind and said, you know, good luck to you, and there's nothing we can do for you. I didn't really accept that for an answer and decided to do my own research. With the help of my pediatrician, ironically, found a really great doctor in New York City who had actually discovered and named this disease 6 years earlier. I saved up all my credit card points and because I had no health insurance, and I went down to go see him with my last $1,000 in my pocket, basically asked him to fix me, and he put me on high doses of steroids, which put my eye disease into remission. And I had lost a good portion of my peripheral vision. I lost about 60 to 70% of my vision at that point. The blessing was that it didn't erase the damage, but it halted the progression of the disease. I stopped working in the restaurant industry because I couldn't see at night. I started working in wine retail once I found out that I couldn't be a blind pharmacist. I was fortunate enough to be certified as a sommelier and really loved doing what I do. I did a charity event that got me enough recognition from a local newspaper that I got recruited by a really big wine store, one of the top 20 wine shops in the country. And that was going wonderfully until 7 years ago when I had my next flare. And I lost most of my remaining vision pretty quickly, within a few weeks, actually, after a bout of bronchitis. This time they put me on high doses of steroids, but it didn't work. We looked into other options, and that's when I started having all these surgeries, chemotherapy to suppress my immune system to stop the progression of the disease. The chemo made me very sick, and unfortunately it made me unable to work. And that's when I turned in my car keys for a cane, which I hated. I discovered that a guide dog was a much safer and much more fun way to travel. I got my guide dog from Guiding Eyes for the Blind. I was pretty depressed about all the weight I had gained from the steroids that they had me on, and was frustrated that I wanted to get back to being physically active, and to see myself in the state I was in was pretty depressing. I lived across the street from a YMCA. Ironically, I had fallen down some stairs and broken my foot, so I couldn't go back to running. I looked into aqua jogging, so I hopped in the pool at the local YMCA and I started aqua jogging with the little old ladies in the pool every morning. Then I hopped in on some spin classes that were going on upstairs. From there, I started walk jogging on the treadmill and I lost a lot of the weight that I had put on. I then got connected through the power of Facebook with a woman in New York City who is the head of triathlon for a national veterans charity. They put civilians and veterans together through social and physical activity to help veterans battle PTSD. Although I'm not a veteran, there's a lot of disabled athletes that were racing and training with this group. And she had actually guided a few visually impaired athletes for triathlons, including Ironman distance races. So she offered to actually help teach me how to ride a tandem bike and how to run outdoors with a guide and how to swim being guided. And I thought that sounded a lot of fun. And I thought my days of being a competitive athlete were over. And she made me realize that that was not the case. That was exactly 2 years ago in February. And now I've started competing for Team USA last May. And since then, I've gone to the World Championships for paratriathlon, been out to the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs and in San Diego at Chula Vista, been to a number of camps, have signed up with a coach, have gotten sponsorship. It's just sort of been this surreal ride over the past 18 months. I went from being 56 pounds overweight to being ranked number six in the world in my visually impaired category, and hope to be going to Rio to the Paralympics next year. I do a lot of advocating for the World Glaucoma Patient Association. When I first got diagnosed, I really thought it was a death sentence. And, I was as depressed as anybody gets when they're mourning a loss. I'm competing alongside a lot of amputees and people in wheelchairs and people with vision loss and paralysis. And I realized that there are people with a lot worse things in their lives that have found a way forward despite illness and injury. Vision loss is just something to grieve and then move on and figure out a way how to do things a little bit differently. And your life doesn't have to be any less than what it was before. If anything, I would say 1,000% it's improved dramatically since I've lost my vision because of the opportunities that have opened up to me that probably as a sighted person would not have been there, or I wouldn't have even known about. People that I've been introduced to, the education that I've been able to pursue, the athletics I've been able to pursue, just really have opened a lot of doors in so many ways. And so I never would have thought that vision loss would end up being a positive for me. It sounds funny to say that, but it really has been in a lot of ways. There's nothing that I can't do that I did before except for drive a car. And honestly, every now and then I'll hop in a golf cart. Just to scare the heck out of people. I've been able to do more now than I've ever done. Once you meet people that are out there and really active in the visually impaired community, you'll realize that there's attorneys, politicians, writers, actors, sommeliers, there are professional athletes that are all doing this despite and because of vision loss, they've chosen to better themselves. I'm excited to be part of that group. It's a good time in history to be visually impaired because there's a lot of inspiring people out there.